أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال يا هارون ما منعك إذ رأيتهم ضلوا ألا تتبعن أفعصيت أمري؟ قال يا ابن أم لا تأخذ بلحيتي ولا برأسي، إني خشيت أن تقول فرقت بين بني إسرائيل ولم ترقب قولي. صدق الله العظيم. These are from Ayah 92 to Ayah 94 of Surah Taha. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam comes back and he sees what he sees regarding the disobedience and the shirk of the Banu Israel. And now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala absolves Sayyidina Harun alayhi salatu wasalam of any blame. Allah made it clear that Harun alayhi salatu wasalam had addressed the Bani Israel. He had spoken to them about their wrong. Now Allah Ta'ala speaks about Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's address to his brother, Sayyidina Harun alayhi salatu wasalam. Again, a great deal of lessons that we learn. Two Nabis of Allah. Musa alayhi salam is a Nabi and a Rasul of Allah. Harun alayhi salam is a Nabi of Allah. And Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam says to Harun alayhi salam, his brother, Qala ya Harun, O Harun, ma mana'aka idh ra'aytahum dhallu. What prevented you when you saw them go astray? Allah tattabi'an, to have followed me. Why did you not follow me? The following here, one is insofar as the example that I had shown and I had left, that is, I would have not tolerated shirk in the slightest bit, and I would have dealt with the matter most severely. Allah tattabi'an could also mean physically. Why did you not leave the Bani Israel and follow my footsteps and come to me? You knew my whereabouts, you could have left them and you could have come. So both are applicable according to the normal commentators of the Quran Kareem. Afa asaita amri, did you disobey my command? Now the command was ukhlufni fi qawmi wa aslih, that you become my successor in my absence and you make sure that every matter is seen to, there is reconciliation. In every matter, there is peace, there is harmony and obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala concludes Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's address to Harun alayhi salam. But here Allah ta'ala shows the response of Harun alayhi salatu wasalam. Qala yabna O son of my mother. In other words, we have come from the same womb. There needs to be a great deal of compassion between you and I, besides the fact that there are other matters that we need to deal with. And these are the important aspects of our lives. The lesson we learn, this is a matter of Shariat. But however, when we look at disputes between brothers in these times, it is about material things. Sometimes it is about immaterial things. And these are the difficulties that the Ummah is going through. And here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala showed Sayyidina Harun alayhi salatu wasalam's emotional strength that he addressed Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. La ta'khudh bi lihyati wa la bi ra'si. One were the words of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. The other was the physical action of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. With one hand, he held the beard of Sayyidina Harun alayhi salam. With the other, he held his hair on his head. And this is the mode, the physical body language of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Obviously, it is understood the hukam and the command of Allah is not only broken, but this is a matter of kufr. This is a matter of shirk. So he says, لا تأخذ بلحيتي ولا برأسي. Don't hold my beard and my head. But the truth of the matter is, إني خشيت أن تقول فرقت بين بني إسرائيل. I feared if I had left the Banu Israel and if I had followed your footsteps and I would have come to you, then you would have said, فرقت بين بني إسرائيل. You have created disunity, dissension in the Bani Israel, between the Bani Israel. وَلَمْ تَرْقُبْ قَوْلِي. And you did not remember my words. You did not go by my words. The words was, أُخْلُفْنِي فِي قَوْمِي وَأَسْلِحْ. That become my successor in my people and make sure that everything goes right. There is no dissension, there is harmony. Now here we will understand that Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, his intention was total obedience to Allah, and the second intention was the guidance of the Banu Israel. On the other hand, Sayyidina Harun alayhi salatu wasalam had both the same objectives, to please Allah Rabbul Izzat, to be obedient to Allah, and also to guide the Banu Israel, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala absolved him of, and Allah ta'ala said he had done that. Now from here, we learn the everlasting lesson of the Quran Sharif, that there may be differences of opinion. These are two Nabis of Allah. We've seen it in the lives of Sahaba, of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala takes this difference of opinion a very high stage. Two people that get wahi from Allah Rabbul Izzat, they had the same objectives, but their paths and their roads were different to reach Allah Rabbul Izzat and the matter of guidance. So this is going to continue, and we can see the peace and harmony in which Sayyidina Harun alayhi salatu wasalam responded. And this is what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants from us as an ummah. We go to the imams of ijtihad, the imams of fiqh, we will find that there are many, many differences of opinion, but there was always peace and harmony between them. There was never ill sentiments, bad words spoken about each other. And this is the very, very important aspect of our deen, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, whether it is in our domestic lives, whether it is in our families, whether it is in our businesses, wherever social lives, wherever there may be differences of opinion, but the actual test of the time will be to live with peace and harmony and fulfill the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب.